Welcome to the Patreon, everybody, where we're going to be carving pumpkins. Woo!
Ow! This guy's kind of misshapen a little bit.
Don't say that about
him. Do they grow these in California?
Yeah.
I think you can grow them anywhere.
Oh, really? I thought, like, they'd survive in a place like Florida?
Yeah.
You could grow these in Florida?
I think...
They like heat.
I think gourds are very resilient.
It's water and heat.
Water and heat.
I don't think that little... trash can is gonna suffice.
Well, me and Austin have a bag.
You have like a
Yeah, I've got knives. Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about before we came here though?
You I
said
know.
We're gonna deal with that on the podcast. I was like, you're like mad at me or something.
I wasn't mad at you.
No, Will was. He had like drama.
Oh no, it was nothing. It was just I was making a joke.
Oh, we were just saying that you like Jason Leween better than
us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Cutie bought us all pumpkins. And we're all gonna carve. Are we doing a little competition, or are we just gonna have fun?
Yeah, the Patreon can vote on whose is the best.
My pumpkin, I already lost.
I'm gonna be very upfront with you guys.
What?
I hate carving.
Guys.
I'm gonna be upfront as well. I also hate carving what pumpkins.
And it's not just carving them; it's pulling the insides out.
I
loathe that in a way that I cannot express to you.
Growing up, my dad used to make it every Halloween. We would get in the garage. And he would pull out the... He'd put the newspaper down. He'd put the newspaper down, and he'd get a knife, and we'd get a pumpkin, and I fucking hated every second of it.
So three of us hate this.
I hated every second of it.
I've
I
done
got
this before
dirty.
With Cutie.
So is this just going to be a pass?
No, we're going to do it. We're going to fucking love it.
The only reason why I hate it is because, like, by the end of it, everything is sticky.
Yeah, your we don't hands... have to do it. We can just use the pumpkins as our Halloween decor.
All right. Would you be upset at us if we
I don't care.
Are you going to do more pumpkin carving? I bet Jason the Ween would carve the shit I'll out of this
well,
pumpkin.
Let me see.
They're going to be so mad at us.
I mean, I will do it. I'll do it.
You know what?
Just wanted to be upfront and let you guys know that I hate it. Oh.
Oh, we were supposed to have him on today. I forgot.
Jason?
Mm.
What the fuck?
Hi.
Does he think he was on today?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you live?
No, I'm on the podcast, though.
So we're kind of live.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I just had a quick question. Do you think you and I could do a pumpkin carving stream soon?
Mm. Fuck.
Why?
Pumpkin?
Why?
Is he having sex right now?
No, he's not having sex. He got hit in the head with a pumpkin. Yeah.
He's
having trauma.
But wait, Jason, do you hate carving pumpkins too? Because three of us hate carving pumpkins.
Anything to do with pumpkins?
He hates pumpkins, but we'd be killing the pumpkin. I forgot.
I don't...
Oh. What? That FaZe house has no internet.
I'll be honest, Cutie.
You cut out, Jason.
Anything else except carving pumpkins.
All right. Never mind.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Goodbye.
Cutie, can I be honest? The last...
Are you off the phone?
Yeah.
That didn't go as planned, did it, bitch?
I forgot I got hit in the head with a pumpkin.
You tried to sell us
Maya.
Up the river. Did you see how sad his eyes were? You broke his fucking heart.
Yeah.
Can I be honest, Cutie? The last 3 years, I bought pumpkins with the intention of carving them, and I just laid them out on my front porch uncarved.
Wait, you actually do buy the pumpkins with the intention of carving them?
Yes, trick-or-treaters come through my neighborhood, and I give them candy.
He lives a very different life than we do.
You don't have trick-or-treaters here?
Fuck no.
No. You don't have... You really?
No.
You don't give out candy on Halloween?
Fuck no.
Why not?
No one's coming to my house, bro.
Wait, the deaf people definitely come to
your house. People definitely come to your house.
Yeah, not...
I live in an apartment building, so it's different.
No, people don't come to my house for sure.
People... Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to do as a president. Wait, buckle up. Me voted as U.S. president... I will change it so adults can trick-or-treat again.
Adults can still trick or treat.
Yeah, but people make it weird. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of the weirdness. Everyone should be able to trick or treat.
How do you?
I'm more of a
this?
Giver, and they might be more of a receiver. I want to see more costumes because kids these days are not trick or treating. You know who will? Us lonely bitches that are old that just want free candy because you like free shit. I know you like free shit.
I love free shit.
You go to door to door. You know what I like seeing? I like seeing people's costumes. So people come to my house.
That's
I say, here's some candy.
Kids trick or treat from like 8 to 9.
And then they
and
just
then
like
we
stop.
We do like 10 to 2 a.m. trick or treating.
Yeah.
What do you think? I like that.
And we make
adult
it of
only
the law that you turn your doorstep light on if you want trick or treaters.
Okay,
yeah,
why
don't,
are
you
making
don't.
It like a almost like a swinger style situation? My mom.
Oh, yes!
My mom loves it. Mom, you missed it. We were talking about how Arabian Nights is Orientalist and how that's a part of your college curriculum.
Yeah. She said she's so proud of us.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but I think we should normalize adult trick-or-treating.
I agree with you.
Imagine a cute little 80-year-old couple comes to your door and they're like, trick-or-treat, and they're dressed as Jesse and Woody.
Yeah, that's
so freaking cute. I'd be like, here's some candy.
You know what? I'm so juiced up. Let's carve these pumpkins.
Why?
No, Will, no.
Because I'm juiced up.
You made me suspicious.
Will, no.
Wait, I have the spirit.
Will, okay. No. The reason why he wants to do it is because Jason said he wouldn't, and Will's like desperately trying to be better than Jason in Cutie's eyes.
Not. Would it make me better than
I'm her? Afraid I would cut myself with a knife.
Ron would do it with me.
The fuck is Ron?
Stable Ronaldo.
The Clip. AKA The Clip.
Don't laugh at him.
I love calling him that. It's awesome.
Okay, what's up with these? Do you know they keep tweeting?
Wait, where is he?
Is there like a trend to tweet that you're retiring? Lacey's done it.
Lacey
Ronaldo
just gets bored.
It.
Let's carve these pumpkins.
Will.
I'm down.
I mean, she's actively cucking us right now.
Will,
she's seeking
Will,
out other men to carve
like,
with.
You said you were brave. You were brave enough.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Will, let me set the stage. You were brave enough to come out and say you didn't like to carve pumpkins. Then we all agree with you. And then now you're throwing us under the bus.
I thought I was going to be the contrarian. And you guys are going to be like, I loved it. And then I'd be like, you know what? You guys
now
carve,
I look like a prick.
And I'll judge. Because I really don't like the tactile feeling of... That scraping gives me, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck and when the butthole shrivels up.
That's why only 10% of women orgasm.
That's it.
Because they're not carving enough pumpkins.
Because guys aren't, they don't like the feeling.
Who you think
carving your uterus?
You think
the come hither motion.
You think carving
this,
a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, watch this. Ready?
Uh-huh.
No,
it's gross.
Wait, you're supposed to.
I don't like
it's
when
gross.
You do it.
Stop.
I don't like when you do it. I don't like when you
it's
do
weird.
It.
It's weird. It's weird when anybody does that hand gesture.
Look,
it's a weird.
Look, she's doing it.
I could do it. Billie Eilish would go crazy for me.
That's not. No.
I'm Spider Man.
You'd make for an awful lesbian.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. That's Austin wild.
I'd Spider Man in that
Austin
thing.
Austin has better pussy tickle game than you do.
Pussy tickle game? God damn.
I wanted to say it in a comical way because we're being
the
gross.
The most dangerous
You're
game.
Gross. Listen, no, I don't want any of you to carve pumpkins. I'm going to do it by myself.
Look at this pumpkin. Look how cool. I'm going to break your glasses if I do
That's
that.
All right.
He can't. He's he doesn't do want to break your glasses.
That pumpkin looks like a cop now. Put the oak
enough after you're going. Wait. Okay. Would you accept it if I just carved holes, put the glasses in, and then did a mustache underneath?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
No, that's your thing.
Yeah,
I don't,
but not everyone has to do it. I can just do it, and Will can just do it, and you two can just be whatever.
Chat. And do you think there's like a pumpkin carving service? Because I
yes.
would like, I'm serious.
No, there is. There's no, people that decorate your house.
I need that. Because I already,
I was driving back from Camarillo earlier today, and I saw we put up Christmas lights as a sign. I was like, damn, there's like a service for everything.
Well, yeah, that I hire people to do that every year.
Wait, really?
Yeah, every year. I've got a guy that he comes in.
My dad puts up Christmas lights for people.
November. I don't want to die.
Die?
Yes, it's dangerous.
It's good for landscape companies to do in the winter.
Yeah. Huh.
And my
I
dad
hired
does
my
it.
Landscape guy. And
really?
He
yeah, my dad
his,
does
yes,
it.
Yes, his landscape guy. He comes in and he's a badass. He pulls up his pickup truck, puts the ladder in the bed of the pickup truck.
Holy shit.
Up to the house.
Wow.
Strings the whole house.
That is so insanely dangerous.
I didn't say anything. I don't know. He did it. And
you're going to come back. He's just dead in front of your fucking
I don't know. Step. I mean, it was his decision. Anyway, and then he comes and takes him down.
Marshy, pull up Joe Toys. We're going to order those suits right now.
Joe Toys.
Oh.
So,
Joy Toys is different.
Also, my aunt is decorating my house this year. I gave her a budget, and she's just going to go crazy.
You live such a different life than we
don't
do.
Don't act like you guys don't hire people.
No, it's decorate? Not that to decorate your house for the season.
That's what my girlfriend's for. Wait. Austin.
Oh, shit.
I stole it.
Sorry.
Too late.
I thought you were like
learn to be misogynist.
Okay, wait. Go. Can you go back? Because every time you click on that, there's Warhammer ones, and they look so sick, dude.
Yeah.
Ultramarine Suzerian Invictaris cosplay armor.
You know what? I'm going to say it.
What?
This is gay as hell.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. In the pejorative way.
Yeah.
You guys are grown.
You almost squirted when you heard about Villain's Land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He did squirt.
That's fun. I can interact really with that.
What are you guys
doing? That's the most interactive.
You guys are chill. You guys are grown men. No.
we're ordering with podcast funds.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
You know what? We're ordering with your podcast funds for the 6 weeks that you took
for
off.
For the fake shoes.
I had 3 weeks.
For the fake shoes.
That's true.
Come on. We already figured out a way to pay that back.
Did we?
Yes. Yes.
What are you guys going to do with these costumes?
They're going to wear
them. There's going to be an episode where we're just in them.
Okay.
They're 8 feet tall.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be you and me and them in those costumes.
That's fine.
Wait. I thought, Austin, you were going to have one too.
I know.
Austin, you can get one.
I'm going to preserve the.
You can get an Iron Man.
Okay, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
That's
badass.
Show them the other suits.
Can I fuck in the costume?
Wait, you can also get a Daft Punk.
Click on Halo.
Captain America.
I might be in.
Are we all going to get suits?
Wait, you want to do it?
Oh,
I'm in.
We're going to spend our entire month's salary on this.
That's not.
There's no way. There's no way that Master Chief one is only $200. Is it bad?
Well, there's no. It's amazing. I've seen the videos. Oh.
Oh, you clicked on it.
I don't know my measurements. Expensive.
No, it's $1,700. That's.
Yeah, that's way. Yeah, I don't know why it's at 200 until you clicked on it.
I mean, cutie, do you want full Spartan armor?
Yeah, I want it. God. I'm in.
Spartans can't be women.
Yeah, there are women Spartans canonically.
No, it's woke.
Yo,
it's woke.
How do we? I don't know my body measurements.
Don't nobody tell Asmongold.
Well, we can do. We have a measuring tape here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can measure.
No, I brought one last time.
Yeah.
I don't know, Austin.
Go to Marvel.
Do we have a measuring tape?
Austin.
Hell yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I love that.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
You could be Captain America.
Oh, that's for display only. You can't wear it.
Oh fuck. Where's the wearable? Oh my.
Ooh, I could be Deadpool.
My god.
Oh my god.
He kind of looks stupid.
Why does he look so short?
Maybe it's
stubby.
Just the model. Oh. Now you roasted him real life, man.
Go back.
I feel bad.
Go back. I think you might be a Spider-Man guy.
Oh, come on.
Spider-Man's way gayer.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to be the Spider-Man. No.
No.
The Spider-Man.
That one's nice. Look at his. Never mind.
I know. That's the thing is like a Spider-Man. It's like, I just think of the guy.
Yeah.
I just think of the guy on Hollywood Boulevard in the spider suit with the belly and the.
Dude.
His dick out always.
So,
what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No.
The guy on Hollywood Boulevard is the same guy. Dick out, belly.
Yeah.
Asking for in New Balance
shoes. All
right.
Shoes. You got to pick what outfit you want then.
Okay. I was going to do Iron Man. I can't see any.
Well, we said the Iron Man looked a little
okay,
stubby.
So I'll do a different one.
That's not the.
Do you guys know what you want already?
I want Ultramarine.
He wants Ultramarine. I'm gonna do a Gundam.
Okay.
She's gonna do Master Chief.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mine right there on the left.
All right, Gundam. She's gonna do Master Chief, and I just need to choose mine.
Dude, that's like massive.
Here, go to Optimus Prime.
It's insane.
Optimus.
No, you're not. No.
$5,000.
No. Come on, let me be Optimus Prime.
No, I'm not letting you be that.
That's
crazy. No, it's too wack.
That's crazy. Why? You don't think a gay man could be Optimus Prime?
No, it's just too gay.
Wait, what about Batman?
Yeah, go Batman.
Oh.
Where
wait a minute. I kind of want the Batman Beyond suit.
Where is she?
I kind of want that.
That's fun.
I think maybe I should get that. you guys, I'm thinking maybe I should get the Batman Beyond suit.
You could do that.
We need a measuring tape.
Genji.
Ooh.
Captain America. Do Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Lame. Captain America's lame anyway.
Oh.
Daft Punk. All right, keep scrolling down. There's got to be something for
Deadpool.
A gay man.
What is full body armor?
Those are the sweet ones.
Okay.
Oh, that's just the everything that's a full body armor.
Yeah, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling. One is just
click
gonna...
on Wonder Woman, maybe. No.
Oh, Wonder Woman?
I don't like it.
Me?
Wait, why
Wonder
not?
Woman?
Why not?
I don't know. I'd
Mormon
rather be
woman?
Masterpiece. Master Chief.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Star Wait, Star Wars?
A stormtrooper?
Wait, click on Star Wars.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty cheap. We're saving some money.
Wait, is there no other Star Wars one?
You can also do the StarCraft, the Jim Raynor armor.
That one's sick too, but I don't.
Which is
but,
insane.
But I think, yeah.
Insane.
That's crazy. I'll take it.
You want? No. You can take Batman. I'll take this one.
Mm.
That's so insane.
That's insane. That's so
bro,
insane.
That's like, that's Balenciaga, baby.
Apparently you need like two people to help you into it.
Oh.
That's insane.
Okay, I already know what I want. I want the Ultramarines.
We don't have a tape reservoir.
We have it.
She said we don't have it.
All right, well, next podcast.
We're gonna... No, wait. We are ordering it before then. I need your sizes immediately.
I don't.
No, it's...
No, don't worry about it.
Holy fuck, the Ducks beat the fucking Ohio State.
Wow.
32-31.
Wow. You want to watch football tomorrow, by the way?
Fuck yeah. Time. Yeah. Yeah.
When football?
Yeah, I'd love to watch football.
When's football on?
10 a.m.
Oh,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we're filming this on a Saturday. How nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, not a fucking Sunday.
I know.
I was what do you mean football's
okay,
on a Monday?
What's our podcast day?
No.
If you want to do Thursdays, it just has to be late.
We can't do Thursdays because we'd have to start like 11.
We could do Wednesdays.
I'd be open to it.
Wednesday
I'd be open.
Nights.
We could do that if you guys want. Hassan, Wednesday night?
10 p.m. Wednesday.
No.
Wait, what?
Wednesday night podcast filming.
I'm down. I can do Wednesday night.
About Wednesday, 9 p.m.
That's so late. What the fuck?
What about Wednesday, 6 p.m.? You're done by 8 p.m. You got the late night shift.
Okay. What about Wednesday, 5 p.m.?
Okay, that's crazy.
5:30, meet in the middle.
Yeah.
No.
Pasta.
No, I have Stavros.
You have Stavros?
Oh, I was going to have Stavros on the pod.
Yeah, we could do Stavros
you
Wednesday,
said that
Wednesday
we
night.
You two guests for this
I
episode.
Touching. I keep touching your foot.
You I can like have it? Jason Lween one of these episodes.
Jason doesn't fuck with you.
What he told
said
us.
That.
He told
I can
us
offer him
I
male guidance
him.
That you never will be able to do.
Are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I feel like I can give him better advice on women than you ever could.
That's an insane statement.
Oh my God.
Are you talking about?
I love
like,
when Hassan talks like he knows the female brain more than me.
Yeah.
But you're gonna
you
get,
don't, bozo.
You only know the bad female brain, your own female brain.
That's not true. I'm friends with many females.
Yeah. Okay.
Girls.
Name a guy. What?
He's just hard to understand.
Dude,
I have the male
can
brain
I, can
still.
I complain about a man for a second?
Yes, please. Yes,
I'm in
girl.
The car.
I'm trying to upload something.
With Ludwig. We're in mm-hmm. the car.
Fuck him.
And he's playing music.
Are we, fuck if, Ludwig or no?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Fuck Ludwig.
He's playing music. I'm driving. So uh-huh. if I'm driving, yep. that means you got to play what I want to hear.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're in the car and he keeps just like playing his YouTube shorts or whatever. And I'm driving. I can't see any of that. And so I'm yep. like, Lud. You can
wait,
watch.
He's playing.
He's watching his YouTube.
He has yeah. the auxiliary.
Not his, but like he's watching stuff.
That's yeah. crazy.
He's watching YouTube shorts
yeah.
on the auxiliary.
That's psycho behavior.
While you're driving.
That's yeah. crazy.
That's nuts.
That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard
well,
a person do.
And so
I go,
Lud, can you please put on Phoebe Bridgers? My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like. And so he's like, oh, sorry. So then he pulls up Spotify. And he goes, what about this? And starts playing his own music. And I said, crazy when men are like, what do women want? And I'm like, women want to listen to Phoebe Bridgers.
What did he play?
He started playing like, he played like Maneater.
I thought
he played like that one song.
Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Not
he
bad.
Played that one song from stupid
Maneater.
The bath sipping show that everyone's obsessed with.
To be honest, he kind of met you in the middle.
I asked for Phoebe Bridgers.
You were
Watch
driving.
Watch out, because she's a man eater. Make you work hard, make you sweat.
No, I will not accept that.
No, you're valid.
I articulated what I wanted and I didn't get it.
Wait, is that Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
You were valid.
Thank you. I needed that.
No, I love the music
valid.
He chose.
Valid, you're valid.
No!
I love the music, but
if
valid.
If I ask for it, I shall receive it. That's
How
what
often do you listen
Gordon
to Phoebe
B. Hinckley
Bridgers?
Told me. Like every day.
Okay, that's too much.
No!
I can see that he's burnt out.
He doesn't listen. I'm alone.
Well, he can hear it through the walls.
No, he can't.
I think that's insane that he...
What I got?
You got this might be hard to handle. Like a flame burns a candle. But I got to feel the flame.
I'm easily guessing. This is nice.
Oh, not you.
Do, do,
you know what? Do, do, you too.
You make my dreams come true.
I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you
so
much.
You know what it reminds me of? That scene in Always Sunny where every time they're asked about music, he's like, hey, I got some Steve Winwood in the car. And they're like, we don't want to listen to Steve Winwood. He's like, higher love? Come on.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Bring me a higher love.
Bring me. Yeah, I know that. I know
bring me a higher love.
Wait, Whitney redid that one too. It's a good one.
Houston?
Yeah, Houston.
You know what I learned is that that one song, Whitney's most famous one. What are the one?
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah. And I...
Dolly Parton wrote it.
Well,
you know, she made more money on it than Whitney did.
Really?
Yeah.
You. Wow.
Yeah.
But Whitney's recording was her scratch vocals. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts. She was good.
Yeah. That they went in to record her actual vocals and it just didn't, they couldn't get it again. And so they were like, we're using the scratch vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you don't know, that's like the first take, just
what
the practice.
What if you play Whitney?
What?
What if he had played Whitney?
I asked for Phoebe Bridgers.
But you gotta be...
I think it's valid. You're driving. That's crazy that he was... That's crazy that he had the audacity to have the aux and also watch YouTube Shorts. Like, if you're watching YouTube Shorts on your own while you're driving, that's one thing. But, like, to have the aux and do it is crazy.
It was sad for me. But eventually I got Phoebe on the
drive
home.
I'm very selfish. I want the aux always when I'm in the
car.
Even if you're not driving?
I want it all the
time. You didn't earn it then.
I know,
Give
but
it back.
It's my car.
Oh, well.
If it's my car, I want the aux.
Wait, it was my car and I was driving.
Yeah, you should have had the aux.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Tape it. Yeah. Like, use the tape.
Ah.
Oh.
Ah.
That's smart.
Yeah, what measurements do we need, Marsh?
I have a belly ache.
We ate 400 cookies.
I ate too many cookies.
Oh, everybody was slamming cookies.
I ate way. I like six.
I ate one.
What I got?
You I might have eaten more than
might
six.
Might be hard to handle. Cause the flame it burns.
When is the appropriate time to start listening to Christmas music?
After Thanksgiving.
Just because you don't like the answer doesn't mean
wrong.
I know. I personally start listening to it. I'm decorating my house probably November 3rd or 4th.
That's too early. You cannot leapfrog Thanksgiving. You cannot.
I think
I
the
wish
house
they
should
spread
be
them
decorated.
Out a little more.
No, I like that they pump it.
Yeah.
It gives a jolly feel to the
I
end
have to,
of the
it's
year.
Like by the time I finish decorating, it's like already full.
Thanksgiving is supposed to be the miserable holiday.
No,
no,
I love it.
I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is the beginning of the Christmas holiday.
I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is kind of a trash holiday.
No.
I what? Think you
that
are
is my,
so
Thanksgiving
wrong.
Is literally
I
my Olympics.
I enjoy it, but like let me make my case.
Okay.
First of all, Thanksgiving food's overrated.
No.
I agree with you on that.
Oh my God.
I don't like turkey.
Neither. You haven't had my turkey.
I don't.
You just haven't had it right.
Okay, what are you doing this Thanksgiving?
I'll do it. Friendsgiving. Right. You want to come?
Yes.
Okay. Easy. It'll convert
wait,
you.
Wait.
I don't have to tell
Let
you.
Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
Christmas, the goat.
I think Halloween's the goat, but.
I think you are wrong.
Yeah.
I think all colors, creeds, ethnicities, people around the world should celebrate Christmas.
I agree. I agree.
I think they should be allowed to.
I don't. It's not that they're not allowed. It's just.
Wow.
I don't disagree with
I
you.
Think they
I like.
Want to.
I like the principle of the matter.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
God.
Oh Jesus
this
Christ!
This is too much.
Too much.
I'll do it.
A picture of you wearing tight clothes. Oh my God.
We have to send a fucking sexy photo of ourselves?
Who said it has to be sexy?
So I will also say I think Christmas Day is the worst part of Christmas.
Insane.
I think the run up to Christmas is more exciting than Christmas itself.
Christmas Day is
you mean
the
like
dugout.
Like the 25th?
Yeah, the 25th. Christmas like Day. Eve. Christmas Day is a depressing day for me.
How?
Because it marks the end of the Christmas holiday, and I'm
no
sad.
New Year's is the end of the Christmas holiday.
No, it doesn't feel the same. I stopped listening to Christmas music on December 25th. It doesn't feel the same. Yeah.
No,
that's just how I do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Christmas parties. There's secret Santas.
The 25th
Christmas Eve
to the first.
Santa's coming.
The dead zone.
You should be belligerent.
What are you guys gonna get me for Christmas? Be honest. Have you thought about it?
Yes.
Panties.
Oh.
I don't know.
I was going to get your Vancouver Taylor Swift ticket.
What do you mean was?
I don't know if you're going to fly or not.
I don't know either.
Wait, shit. Mm. We still have that bet.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm buying ticket.
I actually told you that
I was going
to
buy your ticket at Porter. I said I would buy it for you.
I know, but I don't know. I wasn't going to like actually.
It's been really bumpy up though.
Up the PCH. It's been
I'm kidding.
Bumpy.
It's actually been very smooth. The flights have been great.
He just tried to scare her.
No, come to Japan with us. That's better. Why?
Screw that.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows she won't
December
go.
8th.
Look at that.
December 8th? Do I have to have a lease signed by then?
You have to be moved in.
Okay, no. It was a lease sign.
No
it's it was living in Los Angeles.
No,
it was
we don't
a
believe
signed
you.
Lease. It's living in Los Angeles.
I told you. Look, it was a signed lease.
This bitch is not going to sign a lease anyway. But
I'm going to sign a lease.
No, you're not.
I've already half moved here anyway. I live in Hassan's house. Fucking live in that room upstairs. Did you know there's a bidet in there?
Yes.
I just found out in that bathroom that you always use. I have been fucking using toilet paper in there for months.
You have to use both, right?
You have to use toilet paper.
No, I know, but like,
it didn't
bidet.
Sound like you knew.
No, it sounded like you just go squirt gun.
No. I dry off with the toilet paper.
I believe you.
By the way, can we talk about something?
What?
Fucking public restrooms with no fucking music in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's psychotic.
I know what you mean, but like I feel like in America public restrooms suck anyway.
Yeah, they do. But
so
I was in
bad.
A public restroom
in
today.
In America?
Yeah, public restrooms in other places are actually much nicer.
Yeah, Asia, Europe, they've got full doors that like you're locked in.
Yeah,
you can't see through
ladies,
the cracks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Have you traveled the world? The United States has better public restrooms than like 60% of the world.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count. We're not talking about 60% of the world.
What do you mean that doesn't count?
We're talking about like Europe, Asia, and the United States.
Yeah. Actually, the United States doesn't have as good as Japan inner city area. Even if you go to rural Japan, they shit in holes in the ground.
Okay, no, but we don't go there. We're going.
No. I'm willing to bet that, like, most...
I know, I've never been anywhere. Don't look at me.
Most Japanese toilets, most... Like, they have actually clean public restrooms.
Yeah, in the metropolitan areas.
Where are we going? We're not going to rural fucking...
Okay, metropolis areas in fucking America versus European capitals.
I bet they got good bathrooms in Monstropolis.
Or China. Not, like, rural areas of China, but, like, tier one cities and shit. They're cleaner.
My life is
China. I bet has some clean restrooms.
No, it's fine.
Public restrooms.
I don't know what you guys said, but I think you said the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said not 60% of the world.
Yeah, you're right.
And I got a little confused on the math.
Mm.
No, because Will was thinking like India, you know what I mean? Or other
Russia,
places.
Well, you did say the world.
Ireland, South America.
Canada.
No, Canada, I bet has some fine
I've
restrooms.
I only recently started to get the confidence to pee into the urinals.
What?
Yeah, probably in the last few years.
Wait, what?
I'm not laughing at you. I've never changed in front of a woman.
I was.
You can't piss in a public restroom.
I had such severe stage fright that I couldn't.
Have you ever tried blowing on it?
Like blowing on my penis?
Yeah, the head of your cock.
Yeah, well, in the bathroom with other people?
I can't pee.
I do go pee.
And wait, you have to coach yourself into
that's
it?
Crazy.
No, sometimes if it's not coming out.
I can't do... I think it's the most crazy shit when you go into a bathroom and there's no fucking dividers between the urinals.
Sometimes you got to coach yourself into it.
I
sometimes I like to take a few extra steps back.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've seen so many people these days doing that kind of shit and then just pants at the floor.
Yeah. Okay, that's
just
nasty.
Ass out.
That everything. I don't understand.
No, I've seen that.
That's the elementary school swag.
No, but it's never like a kid. It's always like some 80-year-old man.
Well, yeah, he just dropped his pants.
Yeah, that's belligerent, though. Like, dude. Actually, you are a fucking delinquent if you do that.
But anyway, silent restrooms. I could hear the guy in the stall next to me fucking moaning.
Moaning?
I've heard moaning before.
Speaking of which, moaning. And speaking of which, I just realized.
Moaning?
I came to this conclusion because I was in a public restroom.
Was the shit stimulating his prostate?
No, he was fucking in pain. He was like, oh. And then you could hear him shitting. And, no, it was bad. And I've heard this so many times that I came to the conclusion.
So many times? Yeah,
so many different bathroom experiences.
Every time you go to the bathroom, someone's moaning?
No. But let me tell you.
You might be haunted.
So,
what the fuck, Austin?
No. I go to these restrooms and I listen to these people.
Do they rattle chains?
Look. No.
You asked the store clerk to say, there's no one's been in that bathroom in 35 years.
You got a shitting ghost, son.
I've come to the conclusion that the food in our country is so poor that people really struggle to shit. And it's... In public restrooms, you really see the consequences of our...
Okay, this counts as an airplane. This counts as an airport story. This counts as an airport story.
You really want to see the consequences of processed foods when you go to public restrooms.
Oh, my God.
You really do. Go to a public restroom, folks, and listen to people...
And listen!
The cacophony.
What the fuck?
Listen to people's shit. I'm telling you, you'll understand what
you're
I mean.
You're the weird one.
I'm not trying to listen to people's shit.
No, he's just afraid to tinkle, so he's in there for a half hour as people blow their rectums out.
That's probably someone's fetish.
Yeah.
Go to the public restroom and listen to America's shame.
I'm just telling you.
That's why you're voting for RFK Jr.
The shit you guys, things I see in public, mostly at airports.
Mostly
but I can't
at airports.
Talk about. I'm just going to start telling stories without mentioning that it's at an airport.
Yeah, I could tell that this is an airport story.
Yeah, we all know where it is.
it was today, and it was at an airport. And fucking God. No music, dead silent.
That's
fucking
weird,
because
usually airports do have music.
Yeah, that was what would piss me off. It was the Delta Sky Club, too. Yeah.
Why
don't you just play music on your phone?
Yeah, you know what I do notice? I notice on planes is it's always the little unassuming old ladies that are ripping monster shits.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever a little old lady goes to the bathroom, they you can smell that.
Oh, yeah.
Can I bring up an airport question that I think is going to shock this entire podcast and the fandom and rip it apart?
Sure.
Yeah.
I fucking love this shit. I love when I can answer a question. Somebody called me this week and they're like, I have an airplane question. I was like, oh, I'm sat.
Okay. I think that it is a truly liberating experience to fart on a plane.
You are deranged.
Ew, you're annoying.
A psychopath.
No one likes you.
You're deranged.
You are a psychopath.
He is forgiven for going and listening to stranger shit because that was so unhinged.
Hold on, Hassan.
You're a monster. The air is recycled. Everyone's breathing your poop particles.
No, you don't smell it and you can't
hear
it.
What are you talking about? You don't smell it.
There's still poop particles.
I will only fart in an airplane when I have my own suite.
Everyone's still breathing your poo particles.
No, they can't smell it. I have this thing. Do you have this thing?
You are going to tell me that you hold your farts and your dookies in.
I do my best.
I do my best, too. For 14 hours if you're going on a fucking 12-hour flight.
I go to the bathroom to fart on a flight.
Really?
Yeah.
I just rip it.
I
just let her rip.
You have no fucking
shame. You take loud farts on a plane? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Let her rip.
At least you gotta ease it out,
bro. It's a liberating experience.
That's gotta be a Turkish thing.
Does it make noise?
No, because the airplane is too loud.
That is six foot five man next to you.
You know what's crazy? This motherfucker has noise-canceling headphones, so he don't know what it sounds like.
Yeah. No.
You can be making it. That is a terrifying experience, by the way.
He's tested his farts. He's doing them so often.
Yeah. Have you guys ever farted with noise-canceling headphones? It's terrifying.
No.
It's terrifying.
No.
By the way, I have this thing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I feel like you would have the same thing. When somebody else farts, I immediately look guilty. Like, I take ownership of their fart.
Girls
don't fart, so yeah. No one ever thinks it's me.
When there's a nameless farter, I think everybody's worried that they will be blamed.
Yes. Yes.
And I try and look as unassuming as possible.
So you just stay focused.
Look as demure and as mindful as possible.
That's what I try to do.
No, but then it's smaller. Like, then it's weird, because in that situation, you got to make the calculation. You're like, do I act like I smelled it?
I always call it out. No. I always say, who farted?
On a plane? Yeah, like,
out in public?
No, I've done it.
Who farted?
I don't go on planes, but I'm saying in public.
Oh.
That's against the First Amendment.
I'm going to be honest, Hazan, you are a villain for this, and I'm going to tell you why you're a villain for this.
Because if everyone does it, the planes are going to smell stinky.
No. That's the communist in you. I'm going to tell you the realist. You're attractive. Mm. You're very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So if you're farting without noise,
mm-hmm.
the women on the plane are going to look around, they're going to see that you're attractive, and they're going to cross you out in their mind. They're going to go, there's no way
hot
guy farted. And they're going to look at some schlubby guy like me and be like, there's the farter.
Yeah.
So you've been pinning your farts on middle of the road American men this entire time.
Yep.
I just don't think I have a suspicion.
I'm going to blame you next time you fart on the plane.
I have a suspicion that the air cycles too fast and it doesn't smell.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Have you ever smelled a fart on an airplane?
Yes.
I have. I've never smelled a fart.
It's because you're the one fucking farting.
I've been next to serial farters on planes.
Yeah.
Me too.
Why are you looking at me?
Because now it all makes sense.
Because you are out here being the propaganda telling everyone to fart.
Every time we travel together, I'm looking around the plane for the serial farter.
The
call's coming from inside the house.
He's looking at me. He's crossing me out. He's like, oh, he's the hot guy.
My best friend would never fart all over me.
I can't poop on planes at all.
Nah, when you got to go, you got
to
go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I will go to the back of the plane to poop.
Why?
Economy. So the poor is at the summit.
The economy sees.
No, you do not shit with the pores. You do not look at it like I can't.
He doesn't want
to shit in front of my fellow upper class.
No. Yo, hold on.
He goes to steerage.
It's true. It's
what hard for you to argue this.
Used to this. You're poor. Your life is shit.
It has nothing to do with them.
Oh, damn.
He shits in the aisle.
No, it has everything to do with the fact it's the way that they're oriented. Everybody's oriented on the plane. The bathrooms in the back are behind everybody. So nobody like sees me. But in the front,
they all see you walk to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, but they don't know. There's a lot happening back there.
You literally,
they know you're going to the bathroom.
They lose track.
What are you, they think you're a flight attendant.
When you're in first class, there's a limited amount of rows. And so when you go in, people know, you walk out, people know it's you. So I have to go to the back and I go into the last bathroom.
Bro, I don't give a shit.
I know you don't.
Yeah, you're farting all over everybody.
I don't care. Like, if I have to shit, I have to shit. What do you mean?
There's I'm a very shy pooper and I'm a shy pooper and I'm afraid people are going to smell it. And if it does, once shit hits the water, flush immediately, always, constantly.
Wait, before you even wipe?
Yep. I do a courtesy flush always. I'm terrified of people smelling anything.
Wow.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Are you worried about getting sucked out of the plane?
No.
Oh my God. When I was younger,
good,
I was
worried.
Oh my God. It was so loud. I would have to before I touched, I was so scared of hitting it. And before I touched it, I would go like this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
At Disneyland, when I'd go to Disneyland, I'd go in the bathroom at the hotel and I was scared because usually they have the toilet in its own little separate thing. That way other people could use the bathroom. I was scared it was going to be like Tower of Terror and when I flushed the toilet
would
drop.
Oh my God.
What, you too?
No, well, speaking of Disney, just quickly, we're spending the night for Oogie Boogie, right?
Spending the night?
In Disney?
Yeah,
no.
I want to rent hotels at Disney. I want the full experience.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Thank you. We're going to do a sleepover.
And we wake up the next day and we go to Disney.
Sleepover.
We have to do a sleepover in the same room. We all stay in the same room.
Wait, I would love that.
Hello, Fort.
Hold on. California. California Adventure Park.
Yep. It's a 1-2.
1-2. Boom.
Thanks, Cutie.
Cutie.
Thanks, Cutie's Cutie. Footing the bill.
No, I'm not.
Swipe it.
Yes, she is.
I'm not putting the bill.
She said she is.
I bought the Oogie Boogie Bash tickets.
You are sponsored.
And I bought the Gay Day tickets.
You're sponsored by everything, including the federal government.
I wish.
Hey.
I'll take an Army sponsor. What's the worst thing they do?
You know what I, Cutie, you know what I noticed about Disney bathrooms?
What?
I don't know if you've ever noticed.
There's no mirrors.
No mirrors.
And it's so you go out fast.
Bingo.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's literally what it's for.
I know.
There are
no mirrors. It's weird. It drives me insane.
And they always have crazy patterned tiles, so it doesn't look as dirty.
I'll be honest.
What if
Disney
we do something like Operation Mirror? Where we bring like 20 mirrors,
mirrors
and we just put in little mirrors in the bathroom.
Yeah, because people wait and they look at themselves like
there's
me.
One mirror usually in
there's
one area.
There's a mirror in the Disneyland bathroom.
You know what I do?
It depends on the bathroom. It's not above the sink, so it's a separate spot.
When there's no mirror in a bathroom.
Promise. Pinky promise.
When there's no mirror in a bathroom, I'll go into a stall and I'll put my phone up. Check myself that way.
And listen to people poop.
Yeah, you're just using to check yourself as an excuse to listen to people poop.
But seriously, digestive problems in America.
Yeah.
Just go to a public restroom. Well, yeah, you shit a lot.
What? Yeah, got him.
You shit a lot. Too much.
It's the 27th.
Is I shit twice
we
a day.
We know.
I shit twice a day, same time, every day.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
Oh, fuck. It's a Sunday.
Why are you mad?
I scheduled a show that day, but I'll move it.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Let me triple check.
I thought you told me it was the 25th.
Put it in the chat.
Can we please spend the night?
I swear it was a Friday. I looked at the calendar.
At Disney Cutie. Can we please?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Can we
Pillow Fort. Pillow Fort.
Oh my God, it is the 27th.
Oh, great.
I'm going to kill myself.
Can we please?
What time is it at?
Like 4 p.m.
Okay. She's not gonna do it with us. She's gonna do it with Jason the Ween.
I'm not gonna stay at a hotel alone with Jason the Ween.
That's crazy. Why not? Andy.
Because it would be weird.
He'd riz you up.
he wouldn't be able to help himself. No, I don't. I'm not a good sleeper. That's the only thing I'm nervous about. It's not like spending time with you guys.
We get your own room.
Well, that's why they have family rooms. So I wonder if I can get us a family room.
Okay, I love that.
They do. They do in California.
Yeah. So I'm thinking. Yeah.
Can I have my own bed?
Well, that's why I'd get us bunk beds or something.
What do you mean?
You know, the family rooms that have the built-in.
You don't want to be in the same bed?
Night.
You don't want to be in the same bed with
from
us?
From the room at Disney.
Do you want to share a bed with me?
Yeah, we're doing.
You would share a bed with me?
We're doing family.
Why wouldn't we share
We're doing family style.
I'm just wondering. I don't know. I get really.
Come here.
Straight isn't contagious. Don't be afraid.
Really?
I don't care that you're gay.
So I used to share beds with people in soccer camp.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
No, but one time. It was weird. It was crazy. But never mind. We'll get into that.
What happened?
What happened at soccer camp?
I don't know. It was just soccer camp.
Did you play with his balls?
No, I wanted to. I wanted to. You know, when I was gay, the gateway to gay for me was talking to other guys explicitly about their sexcapades.
Oh.
You know, like boys would talk about their like stuff together.
It's kind of hot a little
it
bit.
It was kind of hot.
So you were like, yeah, well, so describe your dick in this situation.
No. Like, I would like.
What were you like 17?
Yeah, 18? It was like 16.
What was your penis like?
No, but I would like, we would like talk about stuff and then I'd like. We would like talk about jerking off and stuff, and that was always sexy to me. And maybe they thought it was weird
because I was jerking off.
Yeah, they're like, Austin always talks about jerking off.
Yeah, because I'd ask him if I could listen to him shit.
That's when it started.
I don't. That's not something I'm into.
Have you seen a doctor about your digestive problem? I heard you shitting.
No, but not to go back to that. But is that like if somebody's struggling, like you would think that they have some digestive issues?
That or they have hemorrhoids.
Or is that a one off?
They might have hemorrhoids.
Men take how long do you sit when you go on the
depends.
On the
pod? If the TikTok feed is good, I'm sitting there.
You know
that's what causes hemorrhoids.
You know what I do? No, that's isn't the strain of pushing.
Yeah, but if you sit there, blood starts to pool in your anus, and that's what causes. Because it's all spread.
I think my shit is.
Can I be real?
We're good.
Sometimes I'll just sit to pee and just sit there for a while.
That's what Ludwig does. He sits there for like 20 minutes.
I don't think I've ever sat down
just
to
get
pee.
Naked and just get
like
just
in my there. Entire life for 33 years, there's not been a single moment where I only had to pee and I sat down.
Do you ever
for
have
it.
A shit so intense you gotta get naked? You know what I'm saying?
You've got
what is happening?
I don't
today?
Know what's
so
happening.
Intense you gotta get butt naked.
I think I should have taken
have,
this
I'm
day
sorry,
off.
I'm sorry.
I don't have any more PTO, audience. Please,
what is
someone
going
check
on?
My hours.
I'm so sorry.
With like,
you never had them on the, like the marsh?
Don't look the naked? Marsh for that.
Don't act like y'all don't live.
Oh! My God.
You've taken your whole, everything you have on you off to take a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm a mess. How much time we got left? 15 minutes. Okay. 15. We got this. You got any poop stories for us, Cutie?
She does. She has actually told us a poop story. It was crazy.
I don't want to talk about poop.
That's okay. We don't got it.
Oh, when you want to talk about it, we can talk about poop. When Austin wants to talk about poop, which apparently is today.
It was 30 minutes worth of poop.
I know. So much poop.
You guys went along with it.
At least I went with the whimsical route. Farts are whimsical. Poop is like...
It's gross.
Yeah.
My jaw hurts. Ow. Like I have like an earache, and so my jaw's swollen.
Yeah, pop it. Do this.
Oh, I feel like I almost popped it into lockjaw. Ouch. I'm going through it. Tetanus? It's fine. No, I have. Do you ever have the back of the weird meat part of your mouth, like behind your tooth? You know how there's that meat part of your gums? Sometimes I accidentally stab it with food and then it gets inflamed for like 4 days.
Wait, what? Isn't there like a teeth under there?
No, wisdom teeth, but I got them removed. Out. I got it removed for free. Did you guys know that? Well, I actually got paid to get them removed.
Wait, how?
A pharmaceutical research study.
Wow.
Yeah. I did it wide awake.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No sedatives. Yeah.
I did that too, so that my dad would give me half the cost of the procedure with sedatives.
That's awesome.
I made a deal with him.
Mine was just because it was
video. Did it hurt?
No.
The needles hurt when they put in the local.
I got it done too.
Mine were kind of impacted, so they had to chisel them.
Yeah, mine were all impacted.
Ah, wild.
I went under for it. I woke up seeing double vision because they gave me, I think it was ketamine.
Oh.
Did it feel good?
Well,
that's the gayest you've been.
I woke up.
Before anyone else.
When I got my wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
Cat boy.
Look, I woke up. I couldn't stand. I was seeing double vision, hitting on the nurses for some reason. And then I called my mom.
Female nurse?
My mom, I remember this, and I was so high and on so many drugs from the wisdom teeth that my mom goes, Austin, quit talking. There was so much blood coming out of my mouth. And I go, shut up, bitch. And my mom said that she has never been so close to hitting me.
Wow.
Your mom's never hit you?
No.
I used to get the
belt. What
about
your dad?
My dad would threaten to spank me, but my mom would always stop him.
You used to get the belt?
The belt.
Oh, that's such a
morning
thing.
And the wooden spoon.
My dad.
Ow. I think about it, my cheeks clench.
He would hit you in the face?
In the back of the head.
Cuff.
My dad would say he was going to spank me, but never happened.
Talk.
I knew he was all talk because I knew my mom would stop it. My mom didn't believe in hitting kids.
Woke.
Yeah. She didn't believe in spanking. She believed in taking privileges away.
I got hit a lot. I got soap in my mouth,
can
too.
Tell.
Did you ever swear and get your mouth dressed up with soap? Yeah.
Yeah. I think my mom tried to do that with spices, but I have a high spice tolerance.
You're like, this is yummy.
Yeah, you were a fat kid.
Yeah, I liked it.
You just were like,
cayenne pepper, yum.
Sick-tula.
Yeah.
Feed me that spice.
Yeah, my mom would threaten to wash my mouth out with soap as well. I had a potty mouth.
You're talking about it way too, like...
What?
Sexually.
That was not sexual.
You literally went, you're my mom.
No, it's not.
Like Hannibal Lecter, like, no. Threatened to wash my mouth out.
She never.
Because I had a potty mouth.
No, I was a good kid.
Can we do W's and L's of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Great. That's a good segment.
Okay.
All right. Austin, W's and L's
of
the week.
Come back to me. Okay. You thought of it, so you have a W.
Let me All right, well, my W is obviously today when I played basketball and skunked a very, very good basketball player who was slated to win the tournament all together. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest upset of all time. Greatest story never told. Yeah,
wow.
No one has ever had
Miracle
an upset.
Miracle on
ice. Yeah, basically. Okay. Basically. That was my W of the week. L of the week... I'm so fucking bored of politics.
Ooh, that's bad. That's kind of like your job.
I know, but it's just like this election cycle is so fucking boring. It sucks.
Wait, come back to me.
Well, yeah, no, I'm.
Let's
I want to
do friendship stuff.
I want to go. I have to cover the finish the election cycle.
The phase house to you type content like 5 years ago.
It's true,
and we could have avoided so much pain and suffering.
Yeah. We could have been.
We could have had fun.
Yeah, we could have been like face style content creators.
Yes. Come back to me.
I still love
it's
politics.
Never too late. No, fucking no. Fuck you. Hey, call me F word.
Hey, faggot.
Thank you.
Well, oh my God. You can't just use it like a gun. God.
Why do you act like you have been discriminated against for your whole life every time I say
it? I just think it's funny that you feel bad about
faggot.
It.
Okay, that one had a little bit too much heat on it.
Sorry. Sorry.
You are also very straight coded. So when you say it, it sounds like a straight guy slurring.
Are you gonna let this straight man call you straight coded?
Yeah. I don't know what he means by that. It's offensive to me.
You can't even do it. Like, you can't even fake it.
I'm so offended by you.
No.
But being straight, I'm okay being straight coded. It's okay.
Hey, good WNL.
Good WNL. Yeah.
Katie Cinderella.
My W, or I want to start with my L of the week. Well, so Ludwig and I went and got facials.
Sure.
And that's why I'm a little oily looking.
No, you look gorgeous.
You look Gorgina.
Oh my God. This twink I was talking to fucking says that word.
Gorgina.
Have you been talking to twinks?
Yeah, all the time.
You look Gorgina.
Where did you get that word from? Did you get that from him?
Everyone says Gorgina. Everyone says
it. Oh, Gorgina? Okay.
Probably sorry, TikTok.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My L of the week is we went to this place that does like a scan of your face, and I know I have bad skin. I lived outside as a child, like I was just always outside.
Oh, I thought you meant like you went outside, so people were like, ew, you have bad skin.
No, I was just always outside, so I have a lot of sun damage and everything like that. And they do this scan of your face, and it gives you like scores of different areas, like elasticity, wrinkles, acne, whatever. So Ludwig did it, he got like a 95, like great, whatever. I did it, I got like a 27. Like, my skin is, like, fucked.
Wait, I kind of want to do this shit.
Wait, I want to do this, too. How much was it?
Where is it?
I'll send you the link. It was very nice. It's a very nice place.
Have you microneedled at all?
No.
Will they let me film it?
I go to Caroline's people. They'll let you.
You go to Rejuva?
Oh, send it to me. I'm going to do it with Pete Jars.
I don't know.
This week. Yeah, you want to be a part of it?
It's
what day?
Yeah, maybe. That's where I go.
I can't.
You're not invited.
Later next week.
You're not invited.
I think she said it's my barrier is too fucked right now, so we have to fix something. I do V-beam every few months to get rid of the redness.
Where is it? Far away? Where is it?
It's actually, I can't say, but
yeah, okay.
You will not be sad.
You should ask to do the vampire blood facial, the Rejuva facial, or the fish semen one is actually fire.
Wait, what? I need a new facial.
What's
a
fish semen?
I get
semen?
One every week.
It's the one that Kim Kardashian popularized. It's like they take a salmon's reproductive fluid and they do your face with it. And it's
salmon cum.
I don't want salmon cum on my face.
No, you have to.
Listen, bitch, you want a 27 your whole life or you want to get your skin right?
Have you ever seen a salmon cum?
No.
W's and L's.
Wait, I didn't say my L.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wait, that was my L.
Wasn't that?
No,
you?
That was my L. I didn't say my W.
Okay.
I had a really good taco last night.
Your life, you know what? Good. Sucks.
No, I like that. I like that because you're appreciating the small things.
I liked it. It was a really good taco, and I was at a concert venue, so I didn't think they had good tacos.
I appreciate that you appreciate the small.
That's
things.
Your W.
Yeah.
She also was personally invited to go to Porter Robinson last night, and that's not her W. But
oh, I was personally invited to go to see Porter last night.
Yeah.
March.
March gets really mad at me sometimes.
That is crazy.
You also gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Austin.
I was not invited to the Porter Robinson. That's an L.
We just knew you wouldn't go.
That's another.
He doesn't fuck with
what
you.
What do you mean he doesn't fuck with me? He said he wanted him to be on the. He's been in my house. He's eating my snacks. What the fuck?
Yeah, but he didn't really associate it with you. Go ahead.
Okay, now it's my life's mission to listen to all of his fucking music and then become friends with him and then slowly but surely tell him about how much you suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much so that he's going to take back the clothes he gave you.
W of the week. I ordered a bunch of new parts and equipment, and my hired person to come up and set everything up for me
for
my streams,
about?
My streaming stuff.
Oh,
that's a W
you
the week. And
parts.
I also scheduled several shows, one of which needs to be rescheduled now because of the.
Got it.
I gave you the match. Date. Don't look at me.
It's okay. No, don't worry. It's not a big deal. I'll fix it. No, it's my fault. I thought for some reason it was the 25th. I'm such a fucking dumb shit. Stupid.
It's okay.
L of the week is I got the biggest fucking fat zit on my face.
Damn. Dude,
no such one an cares. L.
We've all been talking
I
about
think
it.
Your skin looks fantastic.
No, don't say that, cutie. He like... Dude, you freak out about like the tiniest shit.
I have trauma.
You have to chill out, dude.
When I was a teenager, picture
your
this.
Pizza face?
They called him.
Pizza face. Acne
don't
all over my face.
Don't tell the story about it popping.
Hold
I
on.
Hate that story.
Oh.
I know. I
in
hate
the middle
when you tell, oh my God, I hate
in
this
the
story.
Middle of high school.
No one cares.
Classroom. Answer
oh
the question.
God. I'm going phone time. I hate this question.
Zit on my face. I answer the question. Everybody looking at me, zit pops on my face.
That's all
the question. Scarred for life. So every time I get a zit, I panic.
Dude, damn. I know. I learned something from an esthetician that like that shit that you do with a cortisone shot is actually really bad because
why?
Because it can leave a crater.
Yeah, it can. But then the crater comes back. It fixes the skin will fix itself. It's a temporary symptom potentially, but the chances of it cratering. I will take the chances. Let's just say that.
Who cares? You have a fucking zit.
It'll last months.
What?
Yes. It'll last months. Don't go toe-to-toe with me on skin.
What's
Mr.
wrong?
Mr. Sun.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean what's wrong with
Why
me?
Why do your zit stay
I
for
have
a
moderately
month?
Severe cystic acne. It's a genetic thing. You wouldn't know because you're fucking perfect.
I don't know.
Look at you. Pass. You have no adversity.
Stupid.
I don't understand.
You could just sit out in the sun and tan with
you
no
can just
symptoms.
Sit on a plane and fart all day long and no one will blame.
No one will blame.
Who gives a shit?
No, I mean, I do.
You had no trauma as a child.
First of all, I was fat. Okay. Oh. I was very fat.
All right. W's and L's. My W and L. although I got to go to a Porter show last night, that was phenomenal. If he's coming to your area, I highly suggest take the time, buy the tickets, go see the show. The orb portion goes insane. I have a different W and I talked about it earlier. Since I was a very small child, a huge part of my life and what I enjoy is cartoons. And I grew up watching Adult Swim. I grew up watching Cartoon Network, and it has always been my dream to be on that network. So all these years later, to finally be airing on Adult Swim, something that I consumed so voraciously as a young adult and then a teen, and then even now, is like a dream come true. So I highly, 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 highly ask and beg and pray that you guys go support Bodyhead because it's one of the coolest things I've ever done. And then L. Oh, Farley had fleas.
Oh, dude, LA.
Fuck. Yeah, Farley had fleas.
Swift
so
always gets fleas. So do the cats.
I had to give him a flea bath and we had to buy him a flea collar.
Ugh, so annoying. You just give him the pills. They're way easier.
Well, the flea baths work really well.
Wait.
Oh, do they?
What? Yeah, why don't you do the... The pills regardless, though.
I have to give him monthly.
Kaya is so furry that, like, I just give her the pills and she never gets fleas, even when she fucking hangs out with other dogs with fleas.
The thing with Kaya is she has such a thick coat, it's hard to find the fleas.
Same with Swift.
Farley's coat is so thin that I can literally go through and see.
Oh, wow.
So a flea bath basically kills all the fleas, and then I comb out all the eggs.
Yeah, I used the flea comb and shit, that she had fleas.
Just pick them up on a walk.
They're everywhere in LA.
To a dog park, but the flea collars work really well.
I didn't know that.
How often can you get like a vaccine or something for them?
They can take a pill every month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the flea collars last 90 days.
Okay.
The cats just get some oil that goes between their shoulders.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But the cats both had them this week too.
My cat has been putting on weight, and I don't know what to do about it.
Better
have
be
you
happy.
Tried shaming
No, I've been looking at my cat and it looks a little heavier, but
it's the winter.
Cats. Yeah, but I have two cats and I don't know how to like pull back the food because, you know, I don't want to make the other skinny cat suffer.
The good cat.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've had friends over and they're like, your cat looks fine. And I'm starting to think that I'm fat
Take
shaming
a photo,
my cat.
A photo?
I have a photo of him.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait to see. I love
sure
fat
the cat
pets.
Is fine.
I have a picture of him.
I'm very careful about Kaya's weight.
Where is he?
Like people think I'm obsessive about it.
Where is he? You fat.
Like my mom will be like, she's too skinny. I'm like, no, she's perfect weight.
Where is he?
Me about me.
Oh, that's not. Shut up.
That was a nice thing. Also.
Oh yes. Oh wait, I thought you said the. I'm sorry. I thought you said the opposite. Sorry. I'm sorry. I did not hear you. I'm so sorry.
This is what happens.
I'm sorry. When you have phone time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He doesn't listen to women.
We are at our full hour.
I was going to get a picture of my cat. Okay, fine. We can end the
podcast. Haven't taken a single photo of your fucking cat.
Yeah, he's scrolling. This is like months back. I've seen 20 twinks and only one.
That's me, cutie.
Yeah.
That's pictures of me.
I know.
Oh, he loved that.
Oh, here. I got here it is. I took it last night.
He's taking that home with him.
Here it is. Oh. I got a picture.
He does not look fat, Austin.
Hold on.
Put it up. Send it to March.
He is.
I want to analyze.
It looks like a normal cat.
I'm gay as hell when it comes to fat pets. Like, I will fat shame the shit out of your pet.
It looks so normal. It's insane right now.
Let me pull up an older photo of him, and then I'll have you compare.
He was, like, really skinny.
You can just type in cat. You know that?
Oh.
And then click that. Yeah, there you go.
Boomer.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, folks.
I don't think the older photo will matter. Marsh, just show those photos. It's crazy. I don't know why you think this cat's fat. It's not nice. Just a cat.
Also, he's in full sprint.
Austin, it's not out of cat. All of the photos that you could have possibly found.
So how? What angle am I supposed to take a photo of him?
Of your fucking cat.
Skinty.
This literally,
that looks like a trail cam.
This could be... This could be things that are not even a cat. Like, that's how bad the fucking photo is.
I don't know what else to fucking do.
You don't, like, take normal lifestyle stills of your pet?
I got an earlier photo of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Fear End this week. Thank you so much for your support.
Hold on,
we appreciate you so much behind the paywall.
Marsh,
we are so happy to have our little family back together.
Hold on,
and
I got
we
one
hope
more.
That you join us next week here on Fear End.
His cat looks so normal.
You
it's
think
insane.
We could tell if he's fat in comparison to this photo? He just looks normal. He looks the same in both photos.
He looks fatter there, if anything.
I'll be honest. I'm telling y'all, he's gained weight.
We'll see you next week, folks.
Weigh him.
Thanks so much. I'm with you, man.